North Korea has been named a country of particular concern in terms of its human rights record by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. It says while the world hears about the missile tests, they want the whole story to be told. The commission was in Rome this week to highlight the status of religious freedom in North Korea and to present a report of eyewitness accounts of severe violations of freedom of thought, conscience and religion in the country. It's only recently been possible to gain access to speak to North Koreans through their admittance to South Korea. Since the year 2000, 7,000 to 8,000 people have been admitted into the South. 400 people die each year in North Korea because of their religious beliefs. Bishop Ricardo Ramirez is commissioner of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. He said the plight of the North Korean people is a story that needs to be told.
It's important that we highlight this because most people know about the firing of missiles, but they don't know the story behind all that and the sad story of the plight of the North Korean people, particularly in the way that they're being treated on account of their religion and their preferred ways of worship, preferred ways of believing. Anyone with a Bible can be killed, for example. Anyone who is in a group, a prayer group, for example, can also be punished.
But religion is not the only issue. There is also the problem of a lack of basic food, and for women, the threat of being trafficked. Dr. Scott Flipsey is senior policy advisor and director at the commission. He would like to see the agenda on North Korea looking beyond nuclear proliferation.
First off, I think that we need to sort of, particularly Catholics, the Vatican, other countries, human rights organizations, individuals, need to seek to enlarge the agenda. The agenda on North Korea is focused almost solely on nuclear proliferation issues. Needed, it's a security issue, it's a danger. But I think that we need to enlarge the agenda. The agenda has to include issues of religious freedom and family abductions and refugee protection and famine issues. And to do that, I think individuals in the Vatican can play a part in this, governments can play a part in this, individuals can, of trying to get the agenda enlarged, whether it's through the UN or it's by seeking to get governments to deal or to put human rights on the agenda with security issues.
So while nations consider how to deal with North Korea's missile tests, this commission hopes the world will start paying attention to its human rights violations. I'm Lydia O'Kane.